I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with U.S. Congressman Dan Benyshek for a legislative update concerning the latest with the Veterans Administration and the debacle involving their health care at some of their facilities. Here's more on the situation with U.S. Congressman Dan Benyshek.
We just had another hearing last night. I went to about 11:30 last night from some physicians at the VA who are, you know, getting retaliated on for talking about how the mismanagement happens and trying to fix, you know, trying to improve care. It's just another example of how people that are giving the care to the patients really want to do well, but they're stymied by bureaucrats with a different agenda. You know what I mean? That these bureaucrats want to protect themselves and their bonuses from any scrutiny, and physicians and nurses within the VA have been trying to, inform people how to fix things, but they haven't been getting any results and have been punished for it. So that's what we pretty much heard about that last night. You know, this is a great opportunity, maybe once in a generation, to improve things at the VA. You know, the fact that the president has appointed a new secretary, you know, this former Procter & Gamble CEO, Robert McDonald, to head the VA. Here's a guy with some, you know, real serious private sector management experience. Hopefully that will be a start. You know, just replacing one or two people isn't the answer, but to change the culture within the VA so that, the real outcome is the patient, and making sure the patient has good support there is my goal. You know, I say I work in there for 20 years. I certainly appreciate that. They just never listen to the people taking care of patients. You know, one of the great example would be the fact that, you know, they got rid of the sterilizer at the Iron Mountain VA without talking to the chief of surgery, so they were without a sterilizer for a year.
Well, and I wanted to ask you about that.
Examples like that, you know what I mean, just need to be fixed.
Yeah, I did want to ask you about that. I mean, with your personal experience, you know, at Iron Mountain, I know there was an audit recently done that the Iron Mountain came out as a pretty good facility, that their wait times and everything like that were definitely within acceptable levels and everything like that. But probably some things, when you've got the government involved like that with the VA, you probably saw a few things at Iron Mountain that made
The mere fact that for 20 years they changed the director of the VA hospital every 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't lead to continuity or, you know, somebody in leadership that has, a vested interest in the place in Iron Mountain, you know, but they just were looking forward to their next job. I mean, now we've got a director there that we're working well with. You know, my district director meets with Mr. Rice on a monthly basis and brings concerns from the veterans right to him. And I think they've been, pretty effective in responding. And I really give the local management there a lot of credit. You know, Mr. Rice has done a good job, and, we talked to him a lot. He's from Iron River originally. He's a good guy. And the problem is not so much it's the management system. A system that replaces the director every 2 years is not right. The system that, you know, changes... gets rid of the sterilizer without talking to the surgeons is ridiculous.
For folks that are in the district here, if there's veterans that have some issues that come up, what would you recommend? Should they contact your office? Should they
absolutely
contact?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Our office is set up to help. I mean, that's, we try to affect change on the individual basis, to tell you the truth, Walt. I mean, I would encourage people, veterans, if they're having a problem getting into the VA, to call our office. It's at 202-225-4735, or just Google me. You know, they'll find my official website and get the number to call in, because not only, you know, at the, you know, legislative level here in Washington, at the hearing level, but, you know, we got staff in the district that will help people. And I got people above and below the bridge to help individuals with their care, and we find people all the time and help them all.
That's the comments of U.S. Congressman Dan Benyshek. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.